Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jackie Robinson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Roger Craig. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to second. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campanella strikes out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to third. Snider moves to second. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Reese scores. Snider scores. Hodges moves to third. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furillo takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson strikes out. 1 out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Dodgers, 2, Reds, 2. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jablonski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Post hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gilliam. Post reaches second base with a double. Crow moves to third. Jim Hughes now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Bailey is walked intentionally. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Furillo, who is chasing the ball. McMillan reaches third base with a triple. Crow scores. Post scores. Bailey goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Reds. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes has McMillan trapped off third. He fires to home, and McMillan is out at the plate. Two outs. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lawrence strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Joe Black now pitching. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reese is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson bunts, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges races to the bag and beats Bell for the out. There's the throw to second, and Reese drops the ball. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jablonski hits a fly ball into right field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanella is 0-for-1 in the game. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Hodges moves to second. Carl Ferrillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ferrillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ferrillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Dodgers 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Post is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Post strikes out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hughes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Dodgers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Black strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Temple strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Campanella and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, Reds. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jablonski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snider is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks, Snider hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snider for the out. 2 outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0-for-2 in the game. Campanella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Post hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Furillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Sandy Amoros now playing right field. Randy Jackson now playing third base. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Black is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Amoros settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Newcomb pinch hits for Jim Hughes. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Lehman now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duke Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. with two walks. Snyder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-4, Reds. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Campanella is 0-for-3 in the game. Campanella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Reds. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Freeman covering, for the out. Two outs. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Amoros hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Reds. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Dodgers 6. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Reds. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bailey moves to third. Hirsch Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese has Bailey trapped. There's the throw to Campanella and over to Jackson, who tags Bailey for the out. McMillan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny Temple batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the Dodgers 6. The Dodgers will come to bat. Rube Walker pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Freeman covering, for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and Brooklyn Dodgers, 6. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.